Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference of ClearSale, where the results of the second quarter will be discussed and for the first half of 2023. All participants are connected as listeners. Later on, the questions and answers will be open. Instructions of how to participate via internet and via webcast. The recording is available on the site of the company at ri.clearsale. The presentation and slides will be also made available on the site of investors for the company and at the CVM. Before continuing, I would like to mention that any declarations that might be made during this conference relative to the perspectives, business perspectives, are provisions based on the current information of the management. These are subject to changes due to changes in macroeconomic conditions and other factors. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises, as they refer to circumstances which may or may not occur. The general conditions and other industry conditions may affect the results of the company and may lead to results which differ materially from those expressed in such future considerations. With us today are Eduardo Mônaco, CEO, Mafra, CFO, and Ikemoto, Director of Investor Relations. Initially, they will make some highlights about the changes in the period, and afterwards, Mafra will talk about the financial results of the period. These are available with Renan to answer any questions that you may have. I would now like to pass it over to Mônaco.
Hi, everyone. Have a good day. Thank you very much for accompanying, once again, the results call of ClearSale. In this quarter, we continue showing the consistent evolution in all of the work that we have done over recent quarters. We continue focused on sustainability of the business in the long term, investing, but without controlling our costs and expenses, reaping fruits of the equilibrium plan, which you will see in numbers, the important fruits in the international markets. This is our strategy for in the collection of new sales, that's more and more monetized. We're able to have success in several segments, several market segments in which we invest. We continue to launch new products and also evolving our brand in the market. This is all true, gives us to navigate in such a complex and turbulent moment as that which we are passing through now, with compression of volume and a macro moment, which is challenging for the market as a whole. I'd like to go straight into the highlights, the qualitative highlights of our deliveries in this quarter, organized by business unit. The first business unit, and the most important in volume, is our business of global e-commerce unit. We separated here four major conquests of this quarter. The first, we launched a product, an innovative product for the prevention of a dispute for broadcasters, means that ClearSale opens a new market also for this additional process for chargebacks. It's an innovative product because it avoids that a fraud or a chargeback can be the entire process can be initiated at the point of sale together with the issuers. We made a partnership for this product, and which we'll shortly launch it in the market. We already have relevant clients for this product. Beyond that, we continue with our strategy of selling products more and more componentized with evolved margins. One of the segments that we have spoken about, and a big bet for ClearSale, is the segment of tickets, which surfs on a wave of growth in the market currently. Currently, in this quarter, we have conquered six new clients for this product. The third point is of enormous highlight for us in the quarter, as we mentioned in the previous quarter, which was a very difficult quarter because we had to take several measures. In this quarter, we're surfing on the relevant results of our international balancing plan. We have conquered in this quarter the best margin since the IPO and a significant improvement compared to the previous quarter. Beyond that, our strategy of being more and more present in forums and to be more and more a company, an authority company in the segment of fraud. We also went onto the board of MRC. MRC, for those who are coming to Latin America, if you don't know what it is, MRC is an entity which does the biggest anti-fraud event in the world in Las Vegas. It happens every year. is entering in Brazil to congregate people who work with fraud. So as part of this board, represented by Rafael Lorenzo, our vice president responsible for this business unit. The second business unit in application fraud, we launched our new version of credit score focused on behavioral data being complementary to the with additional information for the segment, for the credit segment. This product gains a lot of traction. The market receives it very well, has received this product very well. And we already have new entries that are very important in this quarter. And we will continue in this journey of growth in this initiative. Beyond that, looking at fraud and application fraud, we always know that the fraud of using false names generates a lot of problems for the market currently. And we are launching a solution together with the market in the construction of a solution. And we already have two active clients in production on this product, which is gaining traction in this quarter. And that in a very relevant way, we have an active position, strategic in the resolution of the number six of the central bank recently launched. ClearCell will be present, participating in this process and protagonizing this process together with the financial institution. This resolution number six guarantees that the entities, that financial entities will start to share data, fraud data, and will have to consult at certain times. It should be launched to the market in November. And ClearCell is already with an active position going to the market for important conversations, which will increase even more our dominance and presence in all of the segments cooperating with the fraud ecosystem. Our new ventures unit, which is a unit which looks at innovation and diversification, we have two things which are very important to share with you. In the thesis that we work with embedded finance, Orlando looking at FIX, and the digital real and the digital distribution of things like that, we have launched a product for the initiation of payment transactions to help e-commerce be able to make a sale with less friction via Pix. We've launched this in the Brazil e-commerce, and in less than 15 days, we have had our first client already in production in the ClearCell process. Beyond that, in cybersecurity, our thesis that looks at the monitoring of brands and phishing and other verticals, we have launched an international product. And we already reached new clients in this quarter in a very important way, opening this segment and a much bigger field, much bigger than just Brazil. Looking at our areas that give support to the entire operation in our business units, I start out by highlighting the team which does all of the risk management so that our data and seeks the best possible performance for our clients. We continue to optimize the use of data. And so ClearCell is a company that knows the digital behavior of customers, of consumers, and we work intensely so that all of the data can be used in all processes. With that, we increase our approval using just data. And this, therefore, that helps us to improve the profitability of the company. And numerous projects of operational efficiency have been placed every week on the air in ClearCell in production. And with this, we have cooperated greatly for the continuous improvement of the indicators that we have seen. We've also had excellent performance, not only in the segment of ClearCell, in which we are specialists, but also in these new segments. We have made a great effort to offer simply the best solution with consistent results, as you can see in tickets, for example, where we already have numerous clients coming in due to the results that we generate for our partners and clients. On the growth team, we continue focusing greatly on the segment of the market that have grown greatly. As an example, we have a specialized team working on payment links. It's a place where fraud has grown greatly, and fraud is present. Cross-border, which is receiving a lot in the segment of e-commerce, are also a relevant part of our strategy. We've had tests with great success. And in the ticket segment, as I said earlier previously, all of these digital components, improving our gross margin and heading in the direction of a growth cycle for new segments, as we have always said. In the corporate segment, it's worth mentioning that we have recertified our company as a company in the B system. And once again, we are present in the ranking of GPTW. Metalivia as a representative of ClearCell in San Carlos, giving great important results for our results, important benefits for our results. Going straight to the numbers and the principal highlights and operational, I wanted to point out that the gross margin of 38.9% in the international market, the best result since the IPO. This is the fruit of our synergies, international synergies, everything that operational synergies, looking at the selection of clients, improvements of operational efficiency, which is generating solid and important results for the quarter. Beyond that, we continue solid in the addition of new sales in different segments. As I said, you'll see this with more details in the presentation shortly, growing 33% quarter on quarter and 10% year on year in our additional ARR. We have been able to generate a positive EBITDA margin of 0.4 million reais, looking at the one-time PDD, which we had during this period of the launching. And Mafra will explain that in more detail. This has taken us to a generation of 32 million reais in cash, operational cash, in a solid position, cash position of approximately 400 million reais. I would like now to invite Alexandre Mafra to go into much more detail about our numbers, and I will come back shortly to close the meeting. Thank you, Monaco. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for your presence. We're very satisfied to present the financial results of the second quarter of 23. Speaking of revenue, on slide 6, we bring a consolidated vision of the revenue by segment. On the left-hand side, we see the second quarter of 23 with growth of 2.8% in relation to the second semester of 22 and 15.5% in relation to the previous quarter. This has suffered two important reflexes. First are the macroeconomic conditions and the advantage of the componentization of our offer. We're building a company that is more technological, more scalable, and with a much larger addressable market. When we look at the accumulated in the period, in the first 6 months of 23, we had a total revenue of 251 million reais, growth of 9.9% in comparison with the same period of the previous year. This growth has been controlled by the e-commerce in Brazil, which for the second quarter in a row grew by 7.8% compared to the second quarter of 23, and it grew by 16.1%, greatly due to the better control of fraud. We've added 433 clients with the ARR of new sales, which is much been double the previous year. Being one third in digital segment and real time. In international e-commerce, we continue with the important growth in the revenue. In the second quarter of 23, the revenue was pushed by hot sales in Mexico, which reached 19.3 million, with growth of 20.4% in relation to the second quarter of 22. Even though we had a reduction of 100 clients due to the search for profitability, the revenue was 37.4 million, growth of 27.5%. In relation to the 6 months of 22. An application because we have an effect of pressure on revenue on the basis restricted by the restricted offerings of credit with two large clients in the financial segment. On the other hand, our prospect for new business is healthy with an increase of 43 clients and a ARR of new sales that reached 33 million reais, growth of 8% in the year and 28% in the quarter. Going to slide 7. I now present our operational indicators, which start the year with a solid performance. Our ARR of new sales was of 49.3 million reais in the second quarter of 23, 9.7% above that which was shown in 22, in the same period of 22, beyond the expressive growth in the half of the year of 19.1%, totaling 86.4 million. Here, as I mentioned previously, I point out the new sales in Brazilian e-commerce. It's a new offering service in real time, especially in the ticket area, bringing the company that is much more scalable for the future. We've had a growth of 609 clients in 12 months, finalizing the quarter with 7,366 clients. And our annualized churn in the 6 months of 23 was 1.3 million reais, resulting in a churn rate of 2.8%, an improvement in relation to the churn rate from the first quarter, when we had a concentrated churn of three application fraud clients, which was due to business. In the second quarter, we look at a growth of 2.8% in revenue, our recurring costs fell by 7.5% with improvements on every line, such as labor, suppliers, but especially in others, reflecting an improvement in the chargeback in the international market due to our balance plan. Remembering that starting in the quarter of 23, we had a PLR, which did not happen last year. Excluding the PLR effect, our costs fell by 8.6 million or 11%, pointing to an improvement, a sequential improvement, as you can see in the orange line on this graph, where we left from 70.9 million to accumulated for the year. Our costs, our recurring costs, reached 173, a fall of 8.7%, or 146.4 million. Yeah, as if we did not consider the PLR, a fall of 2.6% in the period. Going to slide 9, the recurring total expenses, including the PLR, reached 54.2 million reais in the second quarter of 23, a fall of 5.9% in the quarter due to a reduction of expenses with sales. And we also had the impact of corporate events on the line of others. Compared to the second quarter of 22, our expenses increased by 3.7%, principally due to provisioning for PLR and one-time provisions of companies that entered into bankruptcy, which conservatively we provisioned 100% of our exposure to those companies. Specifically in relation to PLR, we had a provisioning of 1.1 million reais in the second quarter of 23, compared to a reversion of 2.7 million in the second quarter of 22. If we disconsider the PLR, the provision of credit, one-time credit, our expenses would have fallen by 6.1% in the year. For the accumulated year, our recurring total expense of PLR fell by 6.1%, and the recurring expenses without the PLR fell by 12.8%. Going on to slide 10, we bring our vision for gross profit and EBITDA. As a result of everything that we've seen above, we reached a gross margin of 42.5% in Brazil and 38.9% in the international market. This margin in international is the best since the IPO, and reflects the results of the balancing plan that we talked about in the last quarter. We thought our gross margin, our consolidated gross margin, reached 41.9%. With the balancing plan, our EBITDA margin internationally has improved greatly, getting close to a break-even. The margin in Brazil was slightly positive in 0.4%, but remembering that we had the impact for the provision of one-time credit, which were considered as recurring in our numbers. If we do not consider this provision for one-time credit losses, our EBITDA margin in Brazil would be 1.8%, and the consolidated margin would go from 0.9 negative to 0.3 positive. In this slide, we bring our cash flow with a new breakdown. Here we can see the operational flows in financing and investment. The flow of operating cash generates 6.2 million in cash and 32 in the accumulated for the year. In the cash flow, we reduced the investment, reducing the impact of that by 4.8 million in the quarter, both in the signaling of the finalization of the investments in the new headquarters, as well as without leaving off to invest in the sustainability and future of the company. We continue with our chronogram of debt amortization, as you can see on the upper graph in the right-hand corner. With that, our gross debt has reduced to 92.8, falling to 42.1 million in this quarter. Therefore, we have net cash in financial operations of 39.7.6. I would like to now call Monica for the final consideration. Thank you for breaking down the numbers. Now I would like to close with a few major messages before opening for questions and answers. The recurring EBITDA, consolidated EBITDA, which we had, and see what we had positive in this quarter. In this half, first half, showing the solidity and consistency of the entire project, which we have shown over the recent quarters. Secondly, we have significant results of the balancing program, international balancing program, where we evolved in a significant way, the EBITDA getting close to break even with substantial growth of the gross margin through the projects of efficiency, very solid and very consistent over this quarter. And third, application fraud. We, though we are going through a more difficult period due to the macro situation, we continue confident with all the generation of new business, generating results, important results in the addition of these ARRs in this quarter. And in the qualitative way, we have products that are very important being launched and with good as a good market fit, such as credit. Our positioning together with the central bank and several clients with the resolution number 6 of the digital real and others and other components being launched and evolved over along our trajectory, showing the potential that we have in this business unit. E-commerce in Brazil, our strategy for is the purchasing this choice of this segments shows that this quarter once again has been strengthened, and we are prepared to address new markets within the e-commerce territory. And finally, our generation of operating cash of 32 million in the quarter, in the first half of the year, showing all the results that we commented, both in relation to solidity and improvements of gross margins in a consistent way, control of expenses and costs, and the addition of new businesses, which permit us to go through remote turbulent moments such as this, with a company that is much more solid and firm to be able to generate results, sustainable results in the long term. I would like to now open up for any questions and answers. And thank you all for joining us for our earnings call. Thank you very much for your presentation. We're now starting the, as Monica mentioned, our question and answer period. I would like to mention, these are questions only for questions for analysts and investors. We'd like to ask you use the chat button located on the lower right-hand corner of your screen, and we will receive your questions through our platform. We have several questions here already, so I'll go ahead and start. The first two are from Faria from Itaú. I'm going to divide it in two. I'm going to answer the first one and then the second question, his second question. So, good morning. I have two questions. The first would be about the growth, the line of application fraud, where we had a decline in this quarter, even in spite of the solid ARR. I would like to understand the principal drivers of this decline and the perspective for this segment going forward, if we can expect sequential improvements, or will this segment continue to be pressured? Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the question, Christian. I would like to separate this first question in three highlights, and then after, Mafra will go a little more deeply and talk about our ARR. Speaking about the three macro factors that impact our results of application fraud in this quarter, in this first half, we first look at the macroeconomic situation with the concession of credit. The second point, the fruit of our strategy of generating more efficiency for our clients, eliminating components more focused on human authentication and going to technological components. This is part of the second factor. And the third, we had one-offs of impacts of three big clients from our base connected to macro factors that we mentioned previously. So there I wanted to talk a little bit about the question of ARR. We have an ARR which is very resilient. Continues to grow, and this reinforces a little bit our strategy that everything that we've done in recent months. I would like to point out three points. The first is our position as ClearSale has shown itself to be more and more to the market in several forums, events, participation in committees, showing the new ClearSale to this market, a much more technological ClearSale, more modern, componentized, and with many products being launched, either in ClearSale or co-creating with our clients. This is demonstrated to be a big echo for the market, and therefore we believe in the resilience of this ARR over time due to this positioning and the idea that we can componentize our solution. Citing a few examples, we have had a lot of success in the entrance into the market fit of our credit group. We have a pipeline which is heating up. We have created false name fraud, which is we call with several financial institutions. We have now started to work as forums with the Banco Central, also participating in Resolution 6 of the Central Bank, which will position ClearSale more and more as an important player in the segment, and also improve our solution as scoring, background checks, and so forth, and other products componentized, which go into this ARR, and continue our journey of growth. However, with tremendous potential to be extracted from all of this history and strategy that we continue to offer to the market. I also wanted to add 2 points, which are always important for us to remember. The first is, which we have seen for a while, it has a lot to do with this process of transformation, of componentization, and this technological transformation that we have been doing. In the past, it was almost a company of one product company. We sold a product greatly based on, it was a product with higher revenues, but lower margins. So we have now gone through a journey of change, very strong change period. When we look at our sales through e-commerce, it's 33% is componentized through digital components. However, in-house, we have exchanged a great deal of revenue from revenue with human participation, without human participation. This has given us a fall off in revenue in the base, an important fall off in the base. But on the other hand, we have also have a very strong lever, a very important lever over time, which is the reduction of costs. So we now very comfortable in this transformation situation, which increases the market for us, and we're able to enter in segments that we did not previously go into. We can go to clients. And in the future, we're going to have a company which will be much more scalable than that which we have today. It's a process of transformation, which comes together with all of the effects of the entrance of ARR. And the segment, this macro market, which Monaco mentioned, certainly since we these things affect us, our revenue, our base revenue, will have a very important lever for the reduction of costs and growth, consistent growth in our margins going forward. I'm going to ask Christian's second question, then we'll give it the other questions. The second question is about the dynamic of growth in the Brazil cost. How do you see the dynamic of the sector and the initiatives for new solutions? How do you see about this in a more significant way? How do you see that going forward? Thank you for that question. When we look at the macro scenario in the second quarter in e-commerce, the first and second quarters, we still see some segments in the market with some difficulty for the macro scenario. I think we're part of this context. Many of our clients of our dominant base come from some segment which has had a recovery, a less accelerated recovery than that which we expected. And when we look at the third quarter, we see still a complicated quarter in this sense, but we are attentive to this process, but the fourth quarter benefited by seasonality and the impact of the programs which are already underway from the macro area. We believe in a process which would be better when we look at the base revenue of ClearSale for that fourth quarter, remembering that the business unit of e-commerce is a more traditional unit in ClearSale and therefore more dependent on the base revenue than new sales. New sales adds small part of revenue during the year, but it contributes for the following years and the following process. So I think this is how we compensate from the macro point of view. And I think our base revenue is based on that. The second message is that we will continue and we still have value to unlock in e-commerce in numerous initiatives for the evolution of our profitability, which passes through using technology, processes, algorithms, intelligence, data, or technological components to avoid that this authentication will go through the more expensive processes, such as human authentication. It will still continue. We have a process that's still occurring, which will generate more value for the second and third quarter for sure. And so it's worth mentioning this quarter that in the
to help this new growth cycle that we have seen and that we've spoken about a lot internally, and how we position this nuclear sale, as Mafra said, no longer a one-product company, a food service, but a clear sale which is more ready to address new markets. In this direction, we have been able to do a lot, which we proposed for this year, diverse adhesions, proven adhesions, and several underway. For instance, we talk about tickets. We will add just in this quarter, 3 clients with a better gross margin, but there are many other, such as cross-border payment links and other segments, which are growing, which ClearSale previously did not have a solution aimed at those products, at these segments, but now we do. We're more and more prepared, and we continue focused to unlock value on these new fronts. Following along, we have a question from Shaz from Santander. Can you please comment on the importance of the ARR of new sales for the future growth of revenue of the company? The ARR of new sales is always, as we say, we have a good part of our revenue, still depending on base revenue. The sale that we produce gives us a new bunch of clients for the following period. And then we depend on 2 basic factors. The first, sometimes the client comes in, starts to ramp up his volume. And at the moment when we are starting to look at more timid amounts, there could be a ramp up of this volume due to the changes in the macro scenario, but it certainly brings new business. In the application fraud business unit, which is more mature, this pileup of clients happens more intensely in e-commerce, and the base units a little bit less intense. However, we still have previous groups. Another factor that's been very relevant for our new sales of application fraud, we have found several markets which demand the use of some solution or components of ours more on a one-time basis. So we have several cases which are important. We have not been able to enter previously with our one product strategy. And now with the strategy of componentization, we're able to make a sale which helps that client who is in a more one-time deal. And so we're now able to increase this revenue and add to our results. Thank you, Monica. Following along, I have a question for Flavio Shida from Bank of America. Morning. I'd like to know if there's still more benefits to be captured in your balance plan in the international market, or if the majority has already been captured. Thank you for the question. It's a very important question for us. It's a highlight, a fundamental highlight of this quarter and of the entire project which you've been doing in recent months, which together it works together with the results are starting to appear. What we have done in recent months in international markets. Just remembering what we've done. The first thing, we sought all the possible synergies between the business units in Brazil and the international business unit, whether it be administrative, financial, development of products, or commercial. We have already collected the main benefits of these synergies in an immediate way. And on the other hand, we started a very important, serious work and very intense work looking at our base clients and find which ones should be the contribution margin, ideal contribution margin, basically by controlling chargebacks and seeking efficiencies. This first phase of the project brings important results to us. And now I would say there's a second phase of this project we'll do also, which will seek to put in the international market a lot of the technological components that ClearSale has in Brazil for the international segment, being able to generate more efficiency and also increase our capacity to grow with new sales in the international market. We believe in the potential of the international market, especially in Mexico, is very large, but we're also very careful and have our looking at seriously in terms of the growth that we have there. These next quarters, we will see several incremental improvements in the international results, not at the intensity that we had in this quarter, but also incremental increases will continue However, we should not expect an expressive increase in sales. However, over time, as we gain confidence and maturity in our product in the international markets. Very good, Monica. We have one more question from Diego from Microsoft. Congratulations on your results. What are your plans to leverage your generative AI, such as ChatGPT? Thank you, Diego. I had the pleasure and the curiosity of being in a conference on Microsoft, speaking exactly about that, of large global companies, and with all of the first level leadership of Microsoft, which is a very important question for at this moment. And for us, in fact, we have several providers, technology providers. We have workshops in the next weeks where we will try to find the best way to utilize this in ClearSale. I would then like to divide this into two major areas. The first is what we call about password experience, to help our client to have access to all of our content in an easier way, simpler way, and improving his experience using technology. And the other piece is how we find possibilities involving new components, which will help us to combat fraud in a more automated way, helping us to, in this process of efficiency. I'm sure that together we will find ways where we can add new tools or new components in our process to reduce the need for manual revision or for the use of more expensive components through technology. But this will be a more of a medium-term project. We're starting this journey, discovering where we can implement this in the best possible way, because we have lots of other efforts being made on many fronts in ClearSale to open new markets, etc. And we're going to do this. We have these initiatives set up for the medium term. So if we have no more questions, and to respect our time, I'm going to close here. And I'm going to give our final considerations. I'd like to thank you who have come once again to our results call. I'm going to leave three basic messages. The first is that we are very seriously and balanced way looking at all of our lines of expenses, costs, efficiencies, and so that we can continue on this journey of gross margin, which we have done consistently quarter by quarter. At the same time, we do not lose our vision of the medium and long term, looking for a sustainable growth and healthy sustainable growth over time, for business over time. And for that, we continue to develop and demonstrate in this quarter diverse new components and products where we have already had important results and revenue being generated. And finally, we believe that we are at a moment in the market which is still complex, challenging, but the ClearSale is more and more ready and structured so that when we have a recovery of the scenario, we will be able to benefit in all these points. Knowing better the potential of ClearSale, all the applications possible in the segment. Once again, thank you. Once again, thank you for you. And I'm going to close the video conference of ClearSale. I want to thank you for your participation. Have a great day, and until the next time, thank you very much.